You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. And you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, May 21st, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yeah, what's up? Just a week until I see James Hetfield and the boys who you're hearing in the background at Northwest Stadium as they come to town.
You know, nice. Jason could speak to this. I think he'll be here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'll be gone. But yeah. Friends of mine, they also had their daughter graduate from Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. And I believe they also played this at the graduation at some point.
Really?
I think when they throw their caps in the air or whatever.
Makes sense.
At some point, yeah.
Song intimately tied with Virginia Tech and Blacksburg. Makes sense.
Yep.
Should be fun.
Yep. So I'll be heading up to Ithaca tomorrow, and we'll have our little celebration and the graduation stuff on Friday.
Very good.
So that'd be exciting. Then I got to hop on a plane to go to Pittsburgh. I think I got to stop somewhere because there's nothing direct from Ithaca to Pittsburgh. So I could have stopped in like Charlotte, or I could have stopped in like actually Dulles. Mm-hmm. I think maybe I'm stopping in Newark. I don't even know. What a pain in the ass.
So you have to fly from like Ithaca to a connecting hub.
Yes.
To then get to Pittsburgh.
Yes.
That sucks.
Yeah, actually, it's not even from Ithaca. I have to drive an hour to Syracuse. I got to get up like at 5 a.m., drive an hour to Syracuse, hop on a plane at 7. It's crazy. And then we're going to be coming in hot to that tournament.
It sounds like it.
We'll barely get there. Somebody was telling me last night, though, a buddy of mine was saying that Elway promotes a private jet thing. Have you seen this? He does commercials for some private jet thing for normal people. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you're a normal folk and you just, not necessarily you need a private jet, but maybe you want something without connections or it's kind of inconvenient otherwise. What they do is they buy up jet time from jets that aren't being used.
Ah, okay.
You know, which makes sense.
Sure.
I'm sure it's more expensive than buying a Southwest ticket, but, you know, I don't know.
I saw a picture the other day of Peyton Manning flying commercial.
Really? Is he okay? Is his bank account dwindling?
Maybe he's just practical that way.
He's flying with us peasants.
I'm sure he was in first class.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but he was on a normal plane. Somebody took a video and that's Peyton Manning's on my plane flying commercial.
That is kind of weird.
Seems like a regular dude. You could kind of see it.
By the way, he wasn't sitting in the back, Cakes.
Yeah, he wasn't sitting in row like
row 30, like
28C.
You know, by the stinky toilet where I normally sit.
He wasn't that far back with the steerage.
Valdez, I have to say, I don't know. I'm going to give it the credit to the Oshkawan. I had my best night's sleep last night in a week. Now, I've been taking it every day.
Are you doing it twice a day or only
once a day?
Should I up it to twice?
Maybe. I started taking it twice a day 2-3 days ago. And I just wonder if it's a cumulative effect.
Up that
because
dose.
I found a marginal difference. But last night was the first night, actually, maybe I woke up 2 or 3 times, not 100. I mean, and I feel I feel like a million. Even though I have a nasally thing, I feel like $1 million.
Yeah, you've been very nasally this week.
Yeah, I mean, I got allergies. What am I tell you? I took Zyrtec. That might have helped too, dry me up.
But a lot of things going into your body.
But I'm like, I'd kill for that sleep for the rest of my life. If you could give me that sleep, like broken only two or three times.
I've been on a hot streak.
You're on a heater.
I've been on a heater.
It just feels remarkably different when you wake up.
Yeah, because you're not waking up 100 million times.
You don't feel like you're hit by a train.
I used to do that all the time. I would wake up 3, 4, 5 times a night.
Yeah, no, I'm waking up 10 to 20.
Now I'm lucky if I wake up once. And sometimes I wake up probably like around 3:15 and I'll just get up because my alarm's getting ready to go off soon anyways.
And you feel refreshed.
Yeah, I feel fine because I'm sleeping through the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're good.
No, I mean, I feel like, relatively speaking, I feel like $1 million. So I'm going to credit the Ashwagandha. I don't, because that's, and the other thing I did stop doing though is I stopped taking the melatonin, because the more you research it, I've been taking melatonin for decades.
Well, you become dependent on it.
Well, it's just that they say the impact is just marginal after a while. You know, like if you use it intermittently, you might have a little impact.
Like you're trying to go to bed early because you got to wake up early for something. And
yeah, something unusual. But if you take it like daily for years, it has probably no impact. So just take that out of the routine. Take that, chuck it out.
Just throw it in the trash.
Throw it in the trash. Don't need it. So anyway, I feel like $1 million today, even though I sound all nasally and hurting.
Good.
Yeah, so thankful for that. Sleep is so important. If you could sleep well, you're so blessed by God.
It's one of the cornerstones.
Yeah, but I think people take it for granted.
Most important tent poles to your health.
I think people take it for granted. Yeah, if you sleep well, it just changes your life. And believe me, you get to bed early.
That's why I endorse naps so heartily.
I think I went to bed at 10:45 or something. But I couldn't believe what a difference I felt this morning. Amazing.
Oh, good for you.
Good,
I was
ready to take
up
on the
until
day.
About the same time. I watched the first half of the NBA game. The Timberwolves were up by 4 at halftime, and they got spanked 70-40 in the second half by OKC. So it's one zippy in that series, and then you've got the Knicks tonight. I think most people are rooting for the Knicks against Indiana. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find Pacers fans.
I feel like I'm not really rooting for the Pacers, but I think I'm actively rooting against the Knicks.
Because
here's why. Their fans are complete garbage.
That is true.
Like, I mean, there's a guy in a Tyrese Halliburton jersey walking down a street, and they're literally throwing garbage at him.
Yeah.
I
mean,
and same thing happened to Brian Windhorst.
Yeah, Windhorst got pelted with garbage by Knicks fans. Like, I just can't be a party to that. And unless I were a Knicks fan. Then I would somehow be able to discount the behavior.
Yeah.
But from the outside looking in, I can't align myself with that fan.
Well, what are they upset with Windhorst about? He was trashing the Knicks.
I don't think so.
He must have said something.
I mean, I kind of understand why they're throwing trash at Halliburton, the guy wearing the Halliburton jersey, because he's walking through enemy territory.
Right.
They gang up on him. It's classic mob mentality. 100 people taking on one defenseless person. But I don't know why they were just pelting Windhorst with trash. He must have said something disparaging against the Knicks, I would guess.
Yeah.
On TV at some point.
Yeah.
I can't align myself with that sort of fan behavior.
Why does JP think most people are rooting for the Knicks?
They're just the box office team. I think that they have more headliners. Jalen Brunson, I think, is more popular than Tyrese Halliburton.
Everybody
in
New York is rooting for the Knicks, but everybody outside of New York, I would guess, anti-Knicks.
I think that the Pacers are a boring team.
I tend to agree with that.
Not necessarily in style of play. Like, if you actually look at them, they play very fast-paced, mm-hmm. but they're a boring team. They don't really have any superstars. I guess you could put Halliburton there. And I think the Knicks are a more popular team. They're just a more popular brand.
You think people want Knicks to win just because they're in New York compared to Podunk, Indiana?
Yes, that's part of it. Yeah, they're a more popular team.
I think
more people across the country care about the Knicks than the Pacers. 100%.
Maybe you could be a programmer at ESPN. That kind of thinking.
Sure.
Nobody likes the Knicks.
Yeah, the Knicks fans love the Knicks.
They haven't won anything since the 70s. Nobody cares about the Knicks.
Yeah, for the longest time, the Knicks were dormant. I mean, basically since Patrick Ewing left, they've been a dormant kind of dead franchise. And they've been resuscitated of late, but they went through a wizardy like stretch for a long time.
Yeah, but they're a popular team like the Cowboys are.
Sure.
Yeah, ESPN responds to ratings. So you can say I can be a programmer for ESPN. That just means that more people gravitate towards that team, towards that information.
I have
it is what it is.
I have no regard for any of the teams left. None of them. Couldn't care less.
I don't know if I've ever met a Knicks fan not from New York in my entire life.
I'm pretty sure I haven't.
And you've met a lot of Pacers fans?
Honestly, more than Knicks fans.
I can't believe that. That's okay.
That's the truth. I'm telling the truth.
All right.
I don't know a Pacers fan.
Yeah, there's no way I don't know a Pacers fan or a Knicks fan.
I know Knicks fans.
Yeah, well, you do because you have friends in New York.
Yeah. I don't know a Pacers fan. But I don't know a T-Wolves fan either.
You definitely don't know a Thunder fan.
No. I mean,
good luck finding one of those.
No.
Well, they took a one zippy lead last night. Shea ended up with 31, but was 10 for 27 from the field. But he gets to the free throw line a ton. That's the thing about watching OKC. You're going to watch a guy go to the free throw line a lot.
Yeah, I saw him score a basket last night where he was basically like on his knees and converted. I think he converted a 3-point play. Yeah, he's a spectacular talent.
Well, in that one, he was actually hit. A lot of the criticism is he goes to the free throw line where he creates the contact
a
lot.
Well, I mean, it's smart.
The great players do that.
Yep.
He's a really, really good player. They got a really good team, balanced team. Got some production out of Jalen Williams last night. They're number two. When they get that, they're usually very hard to beat. But Minnesota's on the road. You just win one out of two, and you're in good shape.
I guess I have to pull for the Thunder because that's the Wizards' kind of blueprint going forward. They want to be the next iteration of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I guess.
I'm a Thunder fan for the rest of the playoffs. I've determined that because I can't root for the Knicks. I can't root for Tyrese Halliburton and his goofball dad. Definitely can't root for them. The T-Wolves, boring. I'm a Thunder guy. Temporarily a Thunder fan right here.
Remember, I don't think you can hold Halliburton's dad against him. He distanced himself from his dad. As soon as the incident happened.
Which is great,
happened.
But it's called guilt by association.
All right.
So, can't root for them. And they're the Pacers. They've always been boring.
Yeah.
Unless Reggie Miller was playing for them.
Right.
And that was like 30 years ago.
Well, what I was interested in yesterday wasn't the NBA. It was that Dylan Cruz hit another bomb.
He did, yes.
Now,
but then
he's
left
still
the game.
sub-200.
Yeah.
But I guess they are going to do an MRI or do something, and they called up. Who's the guy they called up?
Robert Hassel.
Robert Hassel, yeah. I think who they got in the Soto trade.
Now, that hasn't happened officially yet, but it looks like it's looming.
But it'd be interesting to see what Hassel brings them. And listen.
Nats are on a heater.
They're 22 and 27. Yeah, they had lost seven in a row.
Yeah.
So, you know, getting a little bit more competitive again. See, when you lose, I got no interest in you. I just don't have time for you. But when you start to make it interesting and you're somewhat competitive.
Start piquing the interest.
Yeah, now I got a little time for you.
That's the way most people are when it comes to sports.
And Cruz, listen, he's not hitting 200 yet, but he's showing some sparks.
Yep.
There are some sparks there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think he may lead the American League, or the major leagues, not the American League, they play in the National League, the major leagues in home runs for rookies.
I guess because he wasn't supposed to have that much power, you know. And if he continued at this pace, he might hit 200 for the year. But he could probably have 20 to 25 bombs at this pace.
You'll
right?
take that,
yeah.
Take that all day long.
So let's see. You know, hopefully, I guess he says the rib injury or back, whatever the hell it is, has been bothering him maybe for a week or so.
Since the last Atlanta series.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, keep an eye on that MRI. See what's doing.
Keep an eye on that.
Hopefully it's not a long-term deal.
Yeah, for sure.
Phone number if you want to get in touch with us throughout the show is 800-636-1067. Same number for the Sports Junkies text line presented by Lido Pizza. It's a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and Sal's Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charge may apply. On the program today, our pal Rick Snyder joins us from Rick Snyder's Washington. We'll talk about the Commanders, the stadium deal, the tush push, and more. Plus, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9, here on the Junkies.
We're going to give you... You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A chance to win some great prizes. We've got Metallica tickets.
Very good.
We've got Old Glory rugby tickets.
We will be there. We'll be there for fan appreciation night on the 31st.
And we've got a $100 Metropolitan Hospitality Group gift card. So that's coming up on Game Show Wednesday in about 20 to 25 minutes. We'll play Junkie Shootout. You answer three questions in a row. You win the prize. Right now, though, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page driven by the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Cruise over, ask for Josh, and make it Malloy, Malloy.com. So we kind of mentioned the NBA already. OKC takes a one zippy series lead as they just dominate the Timberwolves in the second half. They outscore them 70-40 in the second half. The Timberwolves' four-point lead vanishes in that second half. Shea ends up with 31. On the flip side, because everybody's making this a Shea versus Ant-Man series, Anthony Edwards finishes with just 18 points on 5-13 shooting. They get 28 from Julius Randle, but very little else from anybody else. Dante Vincenzo shot 12 threes, only made three of them. So rough shooting night for the Timberwolves.
Super green light. 12 three balls.
Everybody does cakes. Yeah. Anything cross half court.
That's his
game.
Thing.
Yeah.
Do you like the commercial with the Nova? It's the Nova Knicks minus DiVincenzo, who is now left. He was traded away. Do you guys never see that commercial?
I've seen it a couple times.
The three Knicks, and they're sad because DiVincenzo's on the other team.
It doesn't really move me.
It's a pretty good commercial.
It's a little bit better than the one where SGA, Chet Holmgren, and
they're all wearing
Williams,
the same outfit.
They're all wearing the same outfit for, I think it's an AT&T commercial.
So tonight you've got Knicks in game one of their series against the Indiana Pacers. That's where the NBA is. WNBA. Some news came out about the big game on Sunday, or was it Saturday, between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. The largest regular season audience since 2000. Saturday's game averaged 2.7 million viewers on ABC.
And the WNBA wishes they could have nothing but Fever and Sky games. Basically, have 20 of them. Have 20 of them per season.
Did I see, I think it was it Portnoy or somebody tweeted that is she already like second or first in triple doubles and she's done it in like 43 games?
Yeah,
whereas someone like Diana Taurasi, who I believe she passed, it took 500-some games.
Yeah, she's putting up some historic numbers. Last night, the Fever lost to the Atlanta Dream 91-90, and Caitlin Clark finished with 27 points and 11 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Hit a couple of those deep three balls, but she lost the game. They fall to 1-1. The Fever, of course, were horrible. I think they're going to be decent this year. Yeah, it's a big story, bigger story when they face, though, Angel Reese.
Right. Well, she's done an unbelievable job of lifting that league up and making them relevant at all. I mean, it's remarkable the impact she's had. Never would have guessed it. Never saw it coming. Thought after the college run that
her mania has continued.
She would disappear
into the WNBA.
She's done an unbelievable job of keeping them sort of, in the news.
EB mentioned the Nats in the first segment. Dylan Cruz did hit a tie-breaking home run in the second inning. Before leaving the game in the sixth, the Nationals went on to beat the Braves 5-3 on Tuesday night. So their record's now 22-27. Helps when you play the Orioles, I'll tell you that. They haven't won with the new manager yet. Left-handed pitcher Mitchell Parker allowed three runs in about five innings. And then Kyle Finnegan and the rest of the relievers did their job. Finnegan's already up to 15 saves on the season.
He's tied for first in the majors with that number.
So, yeah, Cruz, home runs in back-to-back games and leading the majors, at least with rookies, with home runs.
So, all right, that's promising. He's not over 200 yet, but, hey, there are sparks.
He's making progress.
Yeah,
there are sparks. You're seeing some good signs there.
Yeah. Some NFL news. We talked a lot yesterday about the tush push, and whether it be banned, it does seem to have some momentum. There's growing momentum for the ban. Philadelphia Eagles standout offensive lineman Jordan Mailata. He seems to be okay with the ban. Why? He hates the name. Because I guess we just do it with no push then. That's the solution. In terms of them banning the tush push, I hate the name, so I hope they ban it. Stupid name.
It is kind of a wussy name. The tush push. Ugh. You know what? I'm with him.
Seems like it's stuck more than brotherly shove.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is. I don't like the name either. I'm with them. And I think they'll be almost every bit as successful with or without it. My opinion.
Well, I'm going to guess they're not going to score as many touchdowns from inside the five without it.
Maybe.
It's going to be a tougher slog for them.
I think when their fourth down conversion rate will go down a little bit.
I think when they're in like 1 or 2 yard situations, they're pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, they do have somebody named Saquon Barkley they can hand off to in the
and
best Hurts, offensive line.
Hurts is effective, too, but it's their numbers are going to take a dip.
I found this interesting.
If it gets bad.
We're starting to see, some highlights coming out of these rookie minicamps. And One guy who was getting trashed was Travis Hunter, the number two pick in the draft, who plans to play both receiver and corner for the Jacksonville Jaguars, was shown on some videos stumbling on the grass, running his routes. It's hard for me to tell, but people were saying he doesn't look like a good route runner. Hmm. And then I saw Dez Bryant still gets social media love chiming in that it's practice. It's not a game. He's running against air.
Right.
You might need to put on your scouting cap on, EB. Tell me what you see from Travis Hunter's route running.
I'm happy to do that. I thought I read somewhere, too, where they like, and this kind of would make sense, that maybe like defensively, like he's not the greatest technician either. This guy's just somebody who's out there and just balling out pure athleticism. That might make sense. There is an article that I just pulled up where Trevor Lawrence is just raving about him. He says, after seeing him up close and personally, the ball skills, the running after the catch, he's very explosive. Just didn't realize how explosive he was in and out of cuts. He's impressive to watch, and we've gotten to connect a couple times. He says he can run all day, a lot of energy. I love it. Always dapping guys up, just bringing juice every day. High motor, can just go.
He's mostly been lining up at receiver. From the reports, they've almost not seen him play any defense so far. So you wonder how they're going to employ him.
Get him on offense. Line him up opposite Brian Thomas Jr., Trevor Lawrence. If Hunter's the real deal, he's going to have two top targets to throw to. Like, that offense could be potentially explosive.
I think he's the real deal. And if there's if there's any route running things he needs to learn, I'm quite confident he'll learn it.
Yeah, that's for Liam Cohen and his staff to tighten up.
Yeah, that's
refine.
That's kind of a standard thing that guys refine as they get older.
Hey, Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson. Reports are they're engaged.
I told you she had a ring on. Didn't she have a ring on that finger a couple weeks ago?
According to New York Times, Ms. Hudson has told at least one person that she and Belichick are engaged to be married.
Somebody said in one of these articles a couple weeks ago, and I think it was around the time, when she had entered that, Miss Maine or whatever the hell she was in.
Yep.
And there was all this controversy about her. And somebody was quoted as saying, you know, they went to high school with her or something. And like, she's the most despicable person they've ever met.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, they don't trust her at all. She's just like a devilish type of person. So who knows? Keep an eye on it.
Peyton Manning. He's got his quarterback series hitting Netflix on July 1st, I believe.
So is this new for him?
This is season two.
So who did he have on last year? Do you remember?
Season one, well, one person who's a repeat is Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
So he's going to be back on season two.
They can't get enough of my man Kirky?
Well, remember, there were a lot of people that apparently turned it down after season one. I'd have to look up season one again, but I remember Kirk was part of that. But apparently convinced Joe Burrow to be part of season two. So you're going to have Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins.
And they're just following him around as they train and around the house and all that?
That's kind of goes through the season.
Oh, they follow him the entire season?
Yeah, apparently they're going to include the burglary of Burrow's home in December.
All right. Oh, so it's a retro look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
You know, it's pretty good. I watched the first season. I don't know that I feel like I need to watch sex. Remember we watched and you got to see Kirk Cousins with his trophy case, which was in some sort of like walk-in closet, and he had an empty spot, and he's like, that's where I'm going to put the Lombardi.
Yeah, right. Well, that's, he might want to put like his hoodies there because I don't know if there's going to be a Lombardi trophy in that spot.
Maybe his golf clubs.
Golf clubs could go there.
Yeah.
Are we getting to the point where there's too many, when there's too many docs? We used to love it, but now you got Hard Knocks, you got in-season Hard Knocks, you got quarterback.
It's too much.
Didn't they do the receiver one?
They did receiver.
I didn't watch receiver.
You don't have to watch it, but I like it that it's out there. I like it that it's available. It's better than some dumb sitcom.
Just give me the games. I don't need to see Joe Burrow's necklace getting snatched by a bunch of dum-dums who then post it on social media and then get caught. I don't care.
Yeah, but I like that BTS. That doesn't matter to me. I like all behind-the-scenes stuff. I like behind the scenes
fine.
Access.
I like games.
Yeah.
I like stats.
I know Valdez likes BTS.
I like touchdowns. That's what I'm here for.
Flashing a wide smile, Justin Jefferson did a celebratory gritty as he left the lectern at a news conference during the NFL spring meeting Tuesday. He wants to chase gold in flag football.
Isn't the gritty like dead?
I mean, the gritty. Not for him. That's his brand.
That is his brand. But I mean, I feel like if you're hitting the gritty at this point, it's like, it's kind of like planking.
Is there a new, a new one, though?
I don't know.
What's the new dance?
Thankfully, I don't know the newest and latest dance craze. Right. Okay, that's part of probably a huge reason why I'm not on TikTok. One, I'm not into dancing. Two, I'm way too old. So I don't know the latest dance craze. I couldn't tell you what it is.
I knew at one point TikTok was known for dances, but I think it's grown beyond that.
It definitely has, but it's still...
Remember, the origin of it was called Musical.ly before it was called TikTok.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know it was the artist formerly known as TikTok.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure my daughter was on it, and it used to be called Musical.ly.
Well, you know what? That's a glow up brand name wise. Smart by them.
And I think it was just like dancing stuff.
Yeah.
And then it became TikTok, and then I guess still dancing, but then a lot of other stuff.
Game one, Eastern Conference Finals in the world of hockey, and the Panthers gave the Carolina Hurricanes the business, 5-2 winners.
It's recency effect, but I guess I'm slightly pulling for the Panthers because the Hurricanes gave the Caps the beatdown.
But you historically hate Florida, too.
Yeah, I hate them, too, but I'm not one of these guys who takes solace in the Hurricanes beat us, so I want them to go on and win the Stanley Cup. No. That doesn't bring me any sort of comfort whatsoever. I think I want the team that just beat us to get beaten.
What did they do so well? Wait, what was the score?
5-2.
5-2?
They scored. That's what they did well.
They just thoroughly dismantled them.
They got 4-1, and the game was freaking over.
I mean, the Capitals scored, what, 6 in the series?
How many 6 did they or get? 7?
They're supposed to be so good. I mean, they are good on the power penalty kill. I wonder how Carolina did on the penalty kill against them. Or did they get even strength goals?
You want me to look up the box score and see your penalty?
We had a hard time scoring against them.
What happened? Yeah, they had a hard time scoring across the board.
Didn't seem like Florida had much of an issue scoring against the Hurricanes last night.
Remember, we could barely generate a shot when
Florida
we had
power play. Three power play goals.
See, look at that.
No, three opportunities, two goals.
2 for 3.
They just swept the side of their goofball power.
You mean they
were
chasing the puck all around, just trying to set something up for the entire 2 minutes?
No, apparently not.
Yeah,
they were outshot. Man, that happens in New play Carolina, outshot 33-20.
Right.
But on the scoreboard, 5-2, Florida Panthers.
How have I not had flashback like PTSD about how bad the Caps power play was against the Hurricanes?
It was bad, Cakes.
It was freaking painful to watch.
Yeah,
you're able to get it out of your mind.
Because I'm silly compartmentalizing, JP.
There you go.
It's one of my strengths.
All right, coming up next, it's Game Show Wednesday, brought to you by Open Road Distilling Company. Time to raise your standards. Open Road Distilling Company now at Virginia ABC, exclusively in Northern Virginia. Whether it's the bold spice of Eagle Eye Rye, the smooth depth of Independence Bourbon, or the rich, ready-to-pour maple old-fashioned. This is whiskey done right for the full experience. Visit them in Ruston Town Center. You can call in now. We're going to play Junkie Shootout. 800-636-1067. Answer 3 questions in a row. You'll win a prize. We have great prizes like Metallica tickets, Old Glory Rugby tickets, and a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. 800-636-1067.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
106.7. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan on a game show Wednesday. Right now, giving listeners a chance to win Metallica tickets, Old Glory Rugby tickets, and a $100 Metropolitan Hospitality Group gift card. We're playing Junkie Shootout. You answer three questions in a row. You win a prize. It's that simple. You hear somebody get shot, that means the line's open. You can call in at 800-636-1067, answering random trivia questions. Let's punch up our first contestant.
All right, let's go to John in Huntingtown. John, what's up, buddy?
Morning, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
All right, John, fill in the blank. Lilo and blank.
Can you say that one more time?
Sure. Lilo and blank.
Even I could get that.
Hope you have kids.
I'm going to go with Stitch.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, One down.
I mean, what else would it be?
Two to go.
All right, so we're just going to go to him until he hits or misses. All right. Question number two. Who is worth more? These are all according to Celebrity Net Worth. Emma Stone or Sarah Jessica Parker? Who's worth more?
I'm going to go Sarah Jessica Parker.
That is correct. She's worth $200 million. Emma Stone, she's a pauper. She's only worth $60 million. She's all right. Got two correct.
This is for Metallica tickets. 800-636-1067 is the number. What's the name of the movie about Bob Dylan starring Timothy Chalamet?
Bob Dylan movie.
He's cooked. I wouldn't get it.
Oh, it's also his answer. A complete unknown.
Sorry, my friend.
That's the name of the movie?
That is the name of the movie, yes.
Yeah. Should be a weirdo.
Do we no longer do the gunshot for Shootout?
Yeah, I forgot.
Weirdo with a weird voice.
800-636-1067. Who's our next contestant?
All right. Let's go to Jason, Capitol Heights. Hey, Jason. What's up, man?
Hey, not too much. How are you all doing?
Hey, what's doing up? Great. Thanks, buddy. Go ahead, Cakes. First question.
First question. Who is worth more? Leonardo DiCaprio or the just mentioned Bob Dylan?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's incorrect. Bob Dylan is worth $500 million.
What is Leo worth?
Just $300 million.
Wow.
He's a pauper. This is according to Celebrity Net Worth. These things are all over the place on the internet.
Right,
I'm just going with one source.
Gives you a bit.
This has been properly sourced.
He hung up. I didn't do anything.
Well, he missed the question.
You got it wrong.
Oh, okay. I thought he got it. Oh, that's right. All right, let's go. Sorry,
my bad.
Why
are you closing the lines, Drab? Need new contestants.
I got it, JP.
Let's go to James in Rockville. James.
Hey, James.
How are you guys doing this morning?
What's up, James?
Dead or alive, Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman.
Dead.
He is dead.
So dead.
One down, two to go. See if we can get
a
winner.
My guy. All right, who's worth more, according to Celebrity Net Worth? Vin Diesel or Tom Hanks?
Oh, my God. I would think you're trying to trick me, so I'll say Vin Diesel.
Gotta be Vin Diesel. With all those Fast and Furious.
Come on, it's man. Tom Hanks. He's worth $400 million.
Hanks has got to crush Vin Diesel.
Pones him hard.
I would have guessed Vin Diesel. All right, let's go to Tyrone. Warranted. Hey, Tyrone. What's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? What's up, Tyrone?
Who is the NBA's commissioner?
Adam Silver.
Yes. See, I'm serving softballs and cakes mumbles them.
All right. I think this is a softball. Who's taller? My guy, Bilal Coulibaly on the Wizards? Or Aaron Judge? Who's taller?
Oh. I'm going to go with Judge.
No, it's my guy, Bilal. Of course he's taller. He's 6'8". Aaron Judge, 6'7".
It's close, though. That's not easy.
Man, everybody should know these things.
Sorry, Tyrone. We shoot somebody, that means the line's open.
Judge, too. Let's go to Scott in Rockville. Hey, Scott.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Scott, what's the name of the new pope?
I'm going to go with Leo.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's correct.
Trying to get winners here.
All right, who's worth more? This is according to Celebrity Net Worth. Two retired MLBers, Barry Bonds or Sammy Sosa? Who's worth more?
I'm going to go with Barry Bonds. He's kind of tricky.
It's correct. He's worth $100 million. Sammy Sosa somehow worth $70 million.
I would have guessed Bonds.
All right, this is for the win.
This is for the dub.
Let's go.
Where is NC State located? The university.
All right.
I think that's a fair question.
Where is NC State located?
Come on, guy.
So many little towns down there.
There aren't that many big towns in North Carolina.
If you take 5 seconds to think about it, you'll get it.
Just think about it. Think your way through it.
I mean, if you...
We're begging you to win.
Are you a sports fan at all?
Yes, Raleigh.
Yes.
Yes, congratulations.
It. Probably Googled it, but that's okay.
Two tickets to Metallica M72 Tour. Special guest Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. That's coming up next Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events.
Good. At least we got one winner, but we do have other prizes.
800-636-1067.
Scott in Rockville, on line six. All right, we have more prizes?
Yep.
All right, let's go to David, Silver Spring. Hey, David.
Good morning, guys. Tough questions.
Hello, David. All right, who's worth more, Harrison Ford or Bobby De Niro?
Ooh. All right, got to guess.
I'm going to say Harrison Ford.
According to Celebrity Net Worth, it's Robert De Niro.
Really?
Yeah, he's worth $500 million. Harrison Ford, $300 million.
Wow.
Both were worth a boatload, though.
He's listening to the radio. Who's up next?
All right, let's go to Antoine. Hey, Antoine, you're on with the Junkies.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Antoine?
Antoine, plus or minus 4 years, how old is actor Ving Rhames, who's going to be in the Mission Impossible?
I have no idea.
Just take a guess.
I'll go with 54.
Oh, that has to be wrong. Don't say it. I know he's wrong. I know that's wrong. Yeah. All right, Ving Rhames. Now, Valdez couldn't stop over talking about how terrible he looked, even though he still technically hasn't seen the movie. I'm going to say Ving Rhames is, man, that scene in Pulp Fiction will never leave my brain. He's 68 years old.
You'd be a winner. He's 66, but you are within 4 years.
Very good.
I mean, was that unfair?
No, I don't think so. I think that's solid.
I'm run out of questions. All right, who's up next?
All right, let's go to Chris in Gainesville. Hey, Chris, you're on with the Junkies.
Good boy, salutations.
Hello, salutations to you as well. Who's taller, Capitals goalie Logan Thompson?
Yeah.
Or Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels?
Ooh.
Who's taller?
Logan.
LT is 1 inch taller.
What, 6'3 to 6'4? 6'4 to 6'3?
Jaden is listed as 6'3.
Wow.
All right, Chris. What actor plays Wolverine?
Ooh, I think I got it.
Oh, what's his face? God.
Just relax. You got brain fog. I know you know it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he can sing.
He can sing.
If EB knows it and you don't,
yeah,
especially with the clue, that's, you know, doesn't
reflect. It might be the ashwagandha.
You're sharp. In.
I think I might have less brain fog.
Come on, guys.
Brain fog. Sorry, boys.
You ever heard of Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman.
You ever hear the guy? Come on.
Hey, Valdez, is the ashwagandha good for brain fog, too?
I don't think so.
All right, because that one came to me clearly. All right, let's go to Jesse, Temple Hills. Hey, Jesse.
Good morning, guys.
Hello,
morning.
Jesse. Who is worth more, Mike Tyson or Evander Holyfield?
Oh, wow. I'll say Holyfield.
You'd be incorrect. According to Celebrity Net Worth, Mike Tyson's worth $30 million.
He's lost a lot of his money.
He's lost a ton of it. Evander Holyfield, allegedly worth $1 million after all of his boxing and his brains getting bashed in for 30 years. It's just sad.
How did his network do? Remember, he came in to promote that network with the Cecil Fielder?
I think it's still on.
Really?
Was it called the One Network? Is that gone now?
I don't know.
It was called that.
That was like PAX TV or something.
Oh, that's different.
I don't think it had a very long shelf life. I don't know.
It wasn't One Network? Okay, all right.
I don't know. And again,
you guys sound like you know.
This is from Celebrity Net Worth. It could be a bunch of garbage.
Who's up next, real quick?
Let's go to Kevin, Falls Church. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Kevin? This is a new genre of questions,
all right. I like it.
The questions are, has EB seen it? I'm going to name a movie, and you have to guess whether EB's seen it.
Just go in blind with no. That's my advice.
I might even forgotten.
All right. The movie is Twister. Has EB seen Twister?
Not the reboot with Glenn Powell, because that was terrible. I can tell you that. I saw it terrible.
Yeah.
Has EB seen Twister?
I'm going to go with a yes.
100%.
EB saw Twister. 100%. All right.
I don't know if I saw it on the big screen, but I've definitely seen it.
Sticking with this genre, the two-pointer. Has EB seen Con Air?
Ooh. Okay.
That's another yes.
100%.
You've seen Con Air?
Con Air.
100%. That was back when I
love Nicolas Cage.
I just had
John,
like,
Cusack.
Yeah, like the DVD. I just remember somehow having it.
You know who else is in that? Ving Rhames, who was mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
All right, and for the win, has EB seen the Academy Award winning movie Anora?
That's a no.
That's definitely a no.
All right. Congratulations.
I never heard of that movie.
Hey, you get a $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group. MHG restaurants include Circa, Trio, Salt, El Bebe, and Open Road. Get more information at thefandc.com/contest. We're the Junkies.
Woo.
Coming right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.